41. A sticky quickie.
Touch it down.
Indeed. I'm Severin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And I'm Shiva.
And we're Knockcast. We're still here. You're not getting rid of us that easy, you damn kids.
Our powers combined.
Oh my god. Gift mode activate!
Oh god, did you see the
College Humor thing? Yes, oh man. That has to have been, like, assisted by an actual furry. Just because of the shit they did.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have, either somebody did some research, or they had a furry help them do it. Because it was actually pretty funny.
Why are they all so sexualized?
Why are they so sexy? The robots get uncomfortable at the six-titted cowgirl. And mm-hmm. He rocket punches into the sexy lion man's chest and his pecs crush his hand.
Oh no, my hand is stuck.
Oh my god, I can feel everything. No, but
please, just let my hand go.
Yeah, at the end they combine and the two mooks are like, I love you, hip-hop.
Sarah got into watching like a minute of it and said, I have to turn this shit off.
So, yeah, I thought it was really funny. And I'm generally kind of like, oh man, furry superheroes, is someone trying to take a crack at us or something? No, it was just being dumb.
Yeah.
And next on Fox Kids, back to Furry Force. You know, it's like one of those shows that would come out during, you know, the Road Rovers and Captain Planet.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like Captain Planet.
By our personas combined, we are a 50-foot hermaphrodite cat thing going, whoa. Man. And I'm sure people got all rustled about it, but I thought it was funny.
Some people's jimmies got rustled, yeah. Technically, ours should, you know. I don't know.
No, I thought
part of me's kind of like, it's more dumb. Now, you got all bent out of shape when College Humor did the making fun of bronies thing.
Yeah, true. But then I kind of saw it and thought it was like, kind of funny, too.
I'm over that shit.
To be fair, I'm more than okay with people poking fun at the furry fandom because, you know, there's quite a bit of room to be poked fun at. To be fair, the things from College Humor look like something out of, like, Winger.
Yeah, straight up. Or, like, the fucking Steve lion Martin. Character is, like, just this mass, this apparently the thinnest, easiest moving spandex ever because his balls and shit are just moving the entire time.
I know.
It's like something from Adam and Eve.
It was so hot.
I can't even look at you when you're like this. So I think people should approach that with good humor. You know, they're not exactly directly attacking the fandom. They are looking at some of the weird excesses. But there's plenty of weird and plenty of excess, and we revel in it. They included it. They had the tar.
I saw that.
With his musk powers. Smell like sweat and sex.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, basically, if you can't take...
It smells just like the dealer's room.
To be fair, I mean, anyone who spends any amount of time in the fandom is going to notice that, yeah, it's a little over the top at times.
Looks like I've seen that.
Yeah, I want to defend the fandom, but then I check FA and it's like, oh, here's a picture of Max from Goof Troop jerking off with a butt plug. In his ass, so...
God I was damn like, it!
Okay! Never mind. I nuked all my FA the other day. I just had too much shit to possibly ever catch up on, so...
I think it's that add-on that Tieran showed me. The FA add-on for Firefox.
Oh, yeah, that's really handy.
I like it because I'll just open up a full page of submissions, tab through them, close them all, and I'll just be able to alt tab through yes, 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 no, 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 no.
Yeah. You, no. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yeah, oh, no.
So I'll use that to go through 16.
I didn't notice that one had a dick.
I'm okay with it having a dick in a... Anywho. But I use that to look at, like, 60 submissions. Or if you're going to, like, a new gallery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're going to, huh, this person's in there, just open up all their gallery and tabs.
Wow.
Look through them and close them all at once. It's like... I like it. That's how I go through my submissions and keep them down to a dull roar.
I wonder if they have a Chrome extension.
Don't know. I haven't found one. That's one of the reasons I still use Firefox.
Yeah, the furries would develop it for Firefox.
Well, it's been around longer than before Chrome really took off.
Firefox has been around forever.
Humping the earth like a fox.
Yiff-yiff, motherfucker.
Yiff-yiff, motherfucker.
So, yeah, other than FC, it's been kind of not terribly exciting as of late.
Yeah, it's been a really quiet week. Nothing at all has happened. Nothing's going on in the fandom. Fire status is glacier.
Yeah, there's nothing going on at all. No, Free fandom is a bastion of sanity.
Yeah, we got all the love and tolerance and shit that the bronies didn't need.
Turns out there wasn't much to go around with, so, you know, love and tolerance translated into, you know, just fucking and more fucking, but...
Yeah. You know, some of our spooge did get on Houston, though. No, wait, that was ice. Never mind. Sorry. I just saw pictures of, like, white stuff all over cars and stuff. Yeah, actually, this morning, they had ice in Houston.
It's fucking crazy. It's like, we didn't get nothing up here.
South of here, in... The Gulf.
The coast.
And the coast. And it got colder. They had ice down there.
It's going to be like 70 on Sunday. And then we're supposed to have fucking snow on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Texas is just whiplashing back and forth.
Home weather, you're drunk.
18 today, 72 on Sunday, snow on Tuesday.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Man. And like the cold front went through the other night. And I didn't realize it. So I didn't have anything... I have sweatpants and sweatshirt for sleeping when it's cold. I didn't have that, so I woke up just shivering under, like, two blankets.
Going, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
And covered with leeches because they were cold outside where you keep them, and they crawled into your orifices to stay warm for the night.
Okay.
Sure.
What's the temperature inside a Tauntaun? Lukewarm.
God. Ba-doom-tsh. But yeah, no, I don't think that addressing anything going on in the fandom right now would work out.
So I went to FC.
Yeah,
FC.
So
sure was a convention.
It was a con. And I'll keep this brief because I kind of talked to you guys about it at dinner. It was like, it wasn't great. It wasn't suck. It just was. You know, we did okay sales wise. I went to bed at 10:30 every night except for the last night. Highlights, I bought myself a copy of Red Devil, had it autographed to Tieran and I from Kyle, which is nice. We got our backer set of the Room Party game. That was kind of cool. I tweeted a picture because we got the original art. Tieran had gotten the 750 custom card level where you work with the creators to create a custom card. And he'd created Pack of Dealers, where I'll look at it in a minute.
Yeah,
where the dealers show up at any card they add to any party where booze is present. There's a card called Booze, and if they get sent to the lobby, because in Room Party you can send other people's cards to the lobby to reduce their number of attendees and points at their party. But if the dealers get sent to the lobby, they take the booze with them. And I got to play it on Sunday night at a room party. It was Soren's room party from Rocky Mountain Furcon. And it's really kind of surreal to see a card that you're on being played in a card game. But it's this neat...
Like, I know those guys.
Yeah. It's this neat little picture of me and Tieran and Buck and Zia jumping up in the background, our characters. And art by Blotch. It's just really kind of neat looking. So we got the original of the art. We got the limited edition set and some bonus stuff. We got shot glasses, stickers, t-shirts.
Nice.
So that was pretty damn cool. Also, Anta was there from Hardblush, among other things. And he was selling some stuff at the Club Stripes table. Unigan Caravan, Boys Town, a couple of other things. So Boys Town is another one that he crowdfunded on Offbeater that he's working on getting them all shipped out to backers, and they were selling some copies. So he got me a copy. I actually have an ad in the back of it for Bad Dog Books.
Nice.
Which is kind of neat. It's really nice quality. It is like a 250-page full-color hardcover on glossy stock. It weighs like 3 pounds.
Jeez.
It is like, it's like all these great comics from Hard Blush. He even went back and redid some of his early stuff. Like, the first time I was aware of Anta, he had a comic in the first issue of Cocktails from Club Stripes, and it's the first time Marty appears when he loses the video game.
And he sucks the dude's cock.
And he sucks the dude's cock while the other guy plows his ass, because mm-hmm. they bet him that he has to be a slave for a day. And that was originally printed in black and white in Cocktails.
But then Marty discovered he is an enormous faggot.
Yes, and it's all been fun games since there. Well, since then, he's colorized it, so this was it printed in color. He'd also done a grayscale-only comic for Hardbush called Sticks and Stones. He colorized that. He also refined some of his early artwork because he's improved a lot since then. So it's got like 4 or 5 Anta Marty comics in there, and the one with his gay panda character to Taylor.
The red panda one?
It's purple.
Okay. I don't remember that one.
There's a comic called One Last Load, where he gets fucked by 2 Doberman cops in the laundromat late at night.
Okay.
I'll show you. I meant to bring the book over, but I forgot. But I'll show you it sometime. There's like the whole getting used to roommates. I forget what it's called. All of Silas's stuff with that little gay tiger character, who's a male model. He's like, no, I'm totally straight. And then he gets fucked, like, constantly by his hung wolf boyfriend. It's great. It's great stuff. Anyway, it's, like, super high quality. He's selling it for, like, $70, I think.
It sounds like a fucking... That's a fucking coffee table book.
Yeah,
People that don't have prudes over.
Yeah, or parents.
Or parents.
Coming to visit.
Like, oh, what is this lovely coffee table book? Well, it's full of gay dog people fucking.
Yeah.
Oh my, you are a connoisseur.
It's actually a super high quality production. I was very impressed. Yeah. And
he's done some great stuff with Offbeater.
Yeah,
it's pretty impressive. That platform. It's cool that platform exists, because that shit would doesn't fly on Kickstarter.
Kickstarter and Indiegogo are all no adult stuff, but I guess Offbeater set up with like an offshore other country account for their payment processing. I don't know what they did. But, Offbeater just for adult projects. And, you know, the first project to get approved and be successful on Offbeater was Anta's Unigan Caravan. So they actually featured him, his project on there, because it was the first successful one to go through. So ever since then, quite a few furries have used it.
Oh yeah,
And there's some pony
stuff
projects
there, and it ends up in the promoted things too.
Yeah, so like,
it's not because like, oh hey, it's because it's his content. It's because these guys put their money where their dicks are.
Yeah, and it's just kind of cool that like, okay, you got this adult version of Kickstarter. That's cool. It's heavily furry influenced, just because we happen to have a bunch of successful projects, and we're like the first major successful project.
It's like,
so it's kind of cool.
Last I saw, Anta had like 3 or 4 simultaneous projects
going. Yeah. Hmm. So no problem with the furry stuff. It's Offbeater. It's spelled like it sounds, but without the E at the end of Beater.
B-E-A-T-R.
Yeah. So it's like Imgur or
Tumblr,
or any of those sites that, yeah.
And then there's plenty of dumb shit just like on any crowdfunding site.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But there's usually some pretty cool shit up there too.
So this is some pretty, and we're going to have some copies of this book eventually. Sweet. He's going to be shipping them out to us, I think, in a week or two.
So tangenting on for new stuff, do you have anything new at Fiesta?
No, we didn't bother releasing anything. We were just like, fuck. No, actually, we had 15 new items.
At FC, not Fiesta. Remember, that's still like 30 days out.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm sorry. You did say Fiesta. I think we're actually going to have a couple of new items for Fiesta. At FC, though, we did have 15 new items. And our different thing to try this year was a calendar. Mm-hmm. So, and the last episode I showed you the art for.
Yeah, it was really sexy.
Yeah, the cheetah paws. So it's a 12 by 12, 13-month calendar. And the neat thing that the artist did is that the January 2014 and January 2015 image is the same.
Hmm.
So for all the calendars we sell this month, don't worry if you're not going to see this hot character for full month. You'll get to see him again in January 2015.
That's not a bad idea.
So I was like, oh, I didn't know you guys had done that. That's a neat idea. And by you guys, I mean Cheetah Paws and Tieran, because they, the two of them, coordinated this whole project from beginning to end. But it's 12 by 12, so it's fairly large. It's an offset print run. It's super high quality. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, nice. This turned out really nice. As soon as I get them back on hand, I'll gladly show you guys how it turned out. Mm-hmm. All of our shit is currently en route from California, because they were being completed so close to the deadline. Tieran just had the printing company ship them directly to FC because it was going to cost more or take more time to. There's no point in sending them to us at home here
if you're just going to ship them off
and then shipping a partial amount out there. So we just shipped them all. So there was no chance of us selling out at the con. But they sold pretty damn well. And they've sold really well in pre-order online too. So, so that's looking good. We also released a bunch of stuff. I'll give a real quick rundown since you've asked, and I totally don't mind talking about it.
Promotions.
Yeah. So we had two prose books, and one of them unfortunately did not make it because our printer did not select the Saturday delivery option. So they were delivered to Rikoshi's house the Monday following the con. So that was the 16th new release, and that did not make the con. But that one's called Five Fortunes. It's an anthology of five novellas. Really awesome cover by Terry Smith. And all the interior anthologies are Phil Goish, Renee Carter Hall, Watts Martin, Mary Loud, and Bernard Duve. I'm waiting to see if Shiva's ears perk up.
Mm-hmm.
See, you need to be listening to me.
I
said Bernard Duve.
Oh. I'm not used to, it's like Bernard Duve.
Ill-shapedness.
What are you used to going by?
Goldfer.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, this is his boring human name.
I've met him a couple times. It's just, usually it's Goldfer.
So. Oh, okay. All right. Well, so we have a Chacat story in there. And the anthology that actually did make it to the con was Fang Volume 5. Woo, 2 years after Fang 4, we have Fang 5.
Yay! You have five of them now.
I have five of them, yes. Their powers combined.
It's a literary anthology that's gone for five books. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, we have two of them because Roar will be hitting Roar 5 at Anthrocon.
Yeah,
so we were looking to keep those going. We also had a bunch of comics. We had two Jack Sale ones, Volume 1 of Blacklight and Volume 1 of City of Ice by Roz Gibson.
Yeah, because those are reprints, right?
Those are reprints, yeah. She's run those. She printed them herself previously, like ran a Kinko's or whatever, and had them
her comb stuff's bound. Been around forever, and it ran in furlough back in the day.
Yeah, and this is
like the first chance to get it all in a nice modern print in like
basically wrapped up these two storylines not too long ago. So I think last year, so she's redone the layout, rescanned the originals, and cleaned up some of the lettering and stuff like that. So we're getting it out in like a nice comic format now with like the nice glossy cover and all that. So we have Kiss the Rain by Sal Kitten, which is a male-male romance. I do have to stress male-male because everyone that looks at it thinks it's a woman. Because she got them wide childbearing hips. It's been running on Furfinity, so you can see most of it you know, and kind of get a feel if you want to support it or not. Actually, we have a novella also in addition to the two anthologies, Lifeless by Graveyard Greg, the sequel to Deathless. In other comics, we have Macropod Madness by Calvin the Lion, same guy that did the Whomper series. We're working with the Niche now in doing No Predation Allowed, which is the Suburban Jungle collection. So it's three volumes of Suburban Jungle, covers the entire webcomic from back in the day, which is one of the first webcomics that I discovered. You know, Tiffany Tiger, Dresser, the gay wolf that doesn't wear pants. Good times. Strip Brawlers by Brawford, which is a follow-up to Overtime.
I helped with that.
Yep, he Saverin typo-checked that, and Grammar checked it for him. It's for Tieran. Table for Three by Ace, which is a hot bisexual comic. We did a art book, The Art of Laura Garabedian, who's a regular at Furry Fiesta. I think you guys know really Laura. Know
quite well.
We've gotten to know her a lot better these last few cons. We've had a couple of dinners. Real nice person. She was actually in town not long ago, just randomly, and Tieran and I took a night out midweek to just go up to a bar and grill and have dinner with her, catch up a bit, which was nice.
She's a very nice lady.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorite dealers.
Cool. Yeah, she seems like she'd be low maintenance and not like a pain in the ass to deal with.
She's very pleasant, sweet lady, easy to deal with. She's happy to. She's just really nice to work with.
So we'll see her at Fiesta again, which is cool. She also knows Idas in real life. They're friends. Idas, for those who don't know, is the artist that does all of our Fez and Rory artwork for Planet and Bad Dog Books. So, and I've got her working on something else now, which is going to be awesome. I'll tell you guys later. I don't want to spoil the surprise. It is two other things. Two comics by Art Decade. Luck of Fools, Volume 2, Threshold Part 4, which is the end of the Threshold series. So if you're waiting for it to end before you delved into it, now you can buy all four issues, get the whole story. And, of course, our Warriors calendar. So that's all 16 items there. So that was a pretty healthy new release schedule. Mm-hmm. So sales were pretty good. Of course, Sofa Wolf had Red Devil and a new art book. I don't remember the name of the artist. It was the first one they'd done in a while. They have a series called Artistic Visions, which is like a magazine format book. Each volume focuses on a different artist. So, like, Ken Kett's done one. Ursula Vernon's done one.
Oh, I know
one.
What you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and this
I have
was
the Blotch one.
Yeah, and this was a new one, and I forget her name. But they sold out of that because it'd been the first one in a while, so they had to kind of guesstimate stock. So that's good. It did well. And, of course, I believe Red Devil also did very well. Kyle signed a bunch of books. I went to a couple panels, Unsheathed Live, and I told you guys, Furry versus the Mainstream, which was Kyle, Not Tube, and Jacoby. That was an interesting panel. And I did the Fur Planet Presents panel, where we had Watts Martin, Graveyard Greg, and Buck all doing readings. Watts read from his story in Five Fortunes, Greg read from Lifeless, and Buck actually gave a preview by reading from the upcoming Roar 5. He read part of Mary Loud's story. So that was nice. You know, we had maybe 10 or 15 people in there. Not a huge panel, but it went well, and I didn't embarrass myself horribly. So.
And hey, that's what counts.
Right, yeah.
People didn't go home telling stories of you.
Yes. I ended up not getting any panels on Fiesta. I didn't really arrange anything. Well, there is Kyle's book launch or book reading is on Thursday at Fiesta, but that was set up by the writing track head. I need to email him because I don't know whether
we have stuff on Thursday now.
Apparently,
no, it's really minor stuff.
Yeah, but that's still it's kind of like how it begins. Oh my God, we're spreading.
Well, yeah, they've been. I heard rumblings on what we want to do on Thursday to give, because people are coming in earlier and earlier, so
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
So I just said Kyle has a reading on Thursday, and you're like, yeah, Thursday's really minor stuff. Thanks, Shiva. It's only my book launch. for a planet. Ah, fuck those guys.
Nah.
So I need to figure out whether the con is providing catering and stuff for that, like Rainforest does, or whether that's something that we're supposed to do. So I need to run that by the track head,
just
I guess.
Go
on
across the street to, you know, McDonald's and get a couple of 20-pack chicken nuggets.
That's right. Yeah, just throw it out there. Be like, yeah, this goes with the theme of your book, right? No? Ah, it'll be all right.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Arr. It does now.
It does now, yeah. Write in a chapter about chicken McNuggets. It's all good. Yeah. we'll just sign that. Thanks for reading Yours in Chicken Leftovers, Kyle Gold.
Oh, you just, know that if we put chicken nuggets out, there would not be any left.
That is a good point.
Furries love their chicken nuggets.
Okay. Well, that's how I fed our cleanup crew on, like, Mondays before. Went out and got a whole pile of chicken nuggets.
Mm-mm-mm. Chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually quite looking forward to Fiesta, because we have one of the party suites with the patio suite.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, yeah, and I got it for all three nights.
Oh.
So we're going to have... I'm sure we'll have a book launch or something, but we'll probably just have a room party. We should go ahead and say while we're on here, we're not doing a live show at Fiesta this year. I'm not against, like, bringing a couple of mics or a portable recorder or something, maybe doing some impromptu recording at a room party or something like that.
Fun.
You know, that might be kind of fun, kind of get people's feel on the con or just do, like, a quick interview, you know, like, Kyle or a couple of other writers are going to be there. I can have them talk about their what shit's going on with them and everything. So,
well,
we can have a not cast room party.
The only reason, and we've talked about this before, usually because we have it on Friday or Saturday night, I get out of the den and then trying to, and because I'm senior staff still at the con, you have the video room, but I've got the den, but I also tend to run around putting out and doing covering for people. Yeah.
Well, like, my video game room didn't close till like 9 or 10 or even later. I don't remember what I set the hours at this year. I think it's the same as last year.
So trying to wrap up my own stuff and then go do a panel when squeezing dinner is mostly my personal thing. Was it would be nice just to have one, you know...
I have a couple of volunteers this year, which is actually pretty nice. Keo threw them my way. and it'll be great if they actually pull through and I can actually see some of the convention. There actually is convention going on beyond my little room.
Yeah, I know.
My little room. Oh, sorry.
I used to wonder what conventions could be.
So it's kind of like
to play some video with me.
1 year of not having to do not cast on top of staffing, especially with a new hotel, and God knows what's going to happen with a new hotel. Because there's always logistical nightmares the first year you move into a space.
It will be new and exciting.
Mm. Yeah.
But you Guardian's can totally gonna... feel free to buy us things for the show's 6th birthday.
So we might have a room party or something. We haven't really decided yet. So
it's like, please give us...
booze.
You can gift us an Amazon credit, booze, or cookies.
Or hand jobs.
Shh. Those are only for the select backers.
Is that what we give them?
I'll give you a backer. Oh, yeah.
So,
okay, maybe not.
Okay, so... That's about it, really.
Yay, Fiesta. I mean,
yeah, Fiesta, it's coming up pretty quick.
Oh, God. Let's see. So, I'm going to be doing dealer stuff this weekend. We've got Artist Alley out the wazoo. I've been running Six Ways from Sunday, getting shirts printed. It's coming. Oh, my God. Con is coming, and it's starting
We're coming.
It's hitting that... Once February 1st hits, it's going to be like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Convention. 60-foot tall fucking killing fun. Oh, wait, no. That's Washington. Never mind. That's wrong. Okay. So, yeah, that's the basic rundown there. I went to FC. There's nothing going on in the fandom at all. And Fiesta is less than a month away. So, commence freak out.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Do we want to read an email?
Pre-register for Fiesta.
We got some Tumblr stuff. Yeah, they have like a week.
Yes.
Or less, because there'll be less by the time this goes up.
Mm.
So, yeah, we've got a couple of Tumblr things, and...
Okay.
Jesus, there's lots of emails in here. Holy crap.
We're just going to hop around a little bit. Okay, so, do you want someone else to start?
No. Somebody actually gave a really good reply to the dental dam question.
Oh, okay. I don't think it was a question, but sure.
Or it was just it's something that we don't have to talk about very long, but it's important.
Yes.
Dental dams, please read anonymous. Just shooting you a quick email on the subject of dental dams. As you guys mentioned in 237, the cheapest and most safe way to acquire a good amount of dental dams is to buy a box of rubber gloves. I know, they can be hard to find in brick-and-mortar stores. All you have to do is cut the glove up the right side where your lifeline of your palm is, then cut the fingers off. Roll the glove open, and you have the thumb left to use as a little holster. Remember to keep lube reactions and allergies in mind. Be safe and have fun to those of you who need dental dams.
Okay.
I've included a diagram because I think the description is a little hard to understand. Hmm. And they actually did. So basically it makes a little dental dam that you can also keep your thumb in so that you can, you know,
hold it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, I think I can't include an image in the show notes. But...
You could upload it somewhere and then put the link in the show notes.
Upload it to Tumblr.
Yeah. Yeah, you could upload it to Tumblr, actually.
I need the access to that.
Fuck okay. You. You're not getting access to the Tumblr. Okay, sure. I'll do that. All right. Cool. All right. Didn't we answer that already? There's one anonymous asked a question. I have a $20 Kindle gift card. What should I fap to?
That should be out of position or isolation play.
It's a Kindle gift card.
Oh.
Did I say Audible?
No, you said Kindle.
That's a Kindle. Yeah, it's a Kindle gift card. So by Trevor Strix.
Sure.
Or anything from Bad Dog Books.
Yeah, well.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Buy look up for Planet Productions on Kindle and then buy anything there, and you'll make me and some author very happy.
Okay.
Or if you buy Trevor Strix and the money goes to me and, like, I can jerk off or something, which will be fun, I'm sure. Shiva, do you want to read one?
Can I borrow one of the... I forgot my tablet.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we've got a lot. There was one comment at Tumblr that's like, boy, the Phantoms are sure off to a great start this year. They sure are.
Yeah.
Long face.
Furry Fiesta's coming up. Everything will be okay.
I did want to say, you know, thank you to... I got a bunch of people after my bad news last week.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people reached out and said, you know, hey, condolences. So I want to say thank you to everyone that sent one. It was kind of nice. Let's see. I haven't gotten a chance to really look through these, so... If you guys want... Do you want to pick one more while I find one?
Yeah, I'll read something quick while you... Yeah, you do
this
that.
Is supposed to be a quickie episode because it is late.
Yeah, so this one is from Kylie Rouge. Of course, when I search Fuzzwolf Tentacle audio reading on Bing, I get, quote, sucking horse dick get free as a second result. Had to share this. This is because we were talking about the audio reading one of my stories last week.
And the next thing was about sucking horse cock.
Apparently so. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
So somebody on Tumblr is asking if we have seen Frozen. I have not.
I have not, and I really want to.
I really want to. My mate Siam has been listening to the soundtrack for it. We haven't seen it, but I've heard some of the songs from it. It really sounds good.
So they asked a follow-up question. Assuming that we like Disney musicals, what's your favorite song?
I haven't seen it. But
well, no, in general.
Oh,
of
shit.
Disney musicals. Opening it up a little there.
I don't know. I've got a couple. Beauty and the Beast, the Gaston song gets stuck in my head.
Oh, the mop song?
No, no. No one fights like Gaston.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God, it gets stuck in my head. A Whole New World in Aladdin. Bunches of One in a Little
Kiss,
Mermaid.
Kiss the Girl in a Little Mermaid, I like.
Be Prepared.
Yes.
Be Prepared is good.
A bunch of stuff from Lion King.
The villain songs are often good. Oh, the fucking Hellfire from Hunchback. That one's...
That one didn't really grab me.
Oh, it's so good.
The villain songs are generally better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh,
man.
So many.
I think Let It Go from Frozen, because I have seen, basically Disney's like, oh, shit. This got a Grammy nomination. We're going to throw this sequence up on YouTube on our official channel.
Oh, okay.
And cool. You can watch it. It's actually really cool. It's the character going, well, I was supposed to be this good independent prince, this good girl princess. Well, fuck it. I'm not going to be that anymore. And someone was like, they made a literal version. And it was like, fuck it all. Fuck it all. I don't give a fuck anymore. It was like, just the Let It Go literal version.
Nice. I'll have to see it sometime, I guess. I still haven't watched Brave, and Tieran bought it on Blu-ray like months ago.
Pretty good.
I've heard it's
doesn't
good.
Have a song, any songs in it, I don't think.
That's interesting for a Disney movie.
Well, it's a Pixar movie.
Oh, it's a...
What?
Well, it's a Disney Pixar movie.
Yeah. It's like Wreck-It Ralph kinda... didn't have songs.
Did it? Okay. I haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph either.
That's really good, too. Step the fuck up.
I thought you were quoting Ralph for a second. I was like,
no,
I don't think you said that. Okay.
No. So just,
telling me to step the fuck up.
Dude,
okay.
You got these on Blu-ray. Well, I've got Wreck-It Ralph on Blu-ray if you don't.
I don't.
I watch that shit.
I haven't really.
Do you want to read an email, Shiva?
I just went skimming looking for one that jumped out. Here's one.
Okay.
Response to last episode's email. Hey, Notcasters. It's Brant the Dragon, and I'm just writing in response to the guy from the Lapa episodes. I think it was 275. He said 375.
We're at 240.
Yeah.
So maybe.
So I don't know what
he's
number.
He's jumbled up. Oh, shit. He's from the future. We're still doing it then?
You thought that you could eat it like a
who was thrown for a loop because his best friend's girlfriend was making advances on him. Assuming she's in a monogamous relationship with his friend, I'd say your voice is spot on. Retreat, take cover, evade, and escape. However, is it possible she's flirting with him because she's in an open poly relationship? Maybe in preluding to a three-way. I can see how it might get uncomfortable for her to say outright, so she might just be hinting, albeit badly, and hoping he gets it. It might be worth investigating further. If I were him, I'd talk directly to her instead of to his friend. That way, if his friend isn't cool with it, he can disengage without either causing friction between himself and his friends. Are you trying to steal my girl, bro? Or his girlfriend is his girlfriend. I can't believe you were hitting on my best friend. Maybe just ask her if her boyfriend knows and is okay with him being slightly flirtatious. If he isn't, do as the good Notcaster say and bid her adieu with a nice and mature speech about not betraying your best friend's trust. And you can probably stay friends with all involved. If his friend is okay with it, there's a lot to be gained. Suggestive wink. Hope this helps, Brant. P.S. I found your show when I googled Dirty Furry Podcast on a lark about 4 years ago. I heard filthy jokes and raucous laughter and haven't looked back since.
Yay!
Dirty Furry Podcast. That's us.
Dirty Podcast done dirt cheap.
Dirty podcasts done with sheep.
That would also would be. Say.
All right.
Oh, speaking of Wolf, that means there's a there's going to be a sub level 3 show.
Oh yeah,
at Furry Fiesta. First one in a long time, and they're going to do songs from the EP that they're releasing with their comic, which I've heard Wolf's cover of the Numa Numa song, and I really look forward. I know that's not the proper name for it, but I really look forward to hearing them perform that live.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. You know, he had to learn Moldovan or whatever language it's supposed to be in.
All right, I'm going to read this one. Greetings from 2014. Greetings, non-casters from the far future of 2014. For those of you who aren't already feeling old, keep in mind this means The Exorcist celebrated its 40th anniversary last year. First off, I'd like to overall all my best thoughts and wishes to Shiva. Don't know what's going on in her life at the moment, but I really hope things get better for her soon. Big old sympathetic bear hugs all around.
This was written on 1/7, so...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so before I had my big, this is the shit that's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the final email of EP238 from Anonymous about the seemingly obsessed ex of Wolf who cheated on him seemed like it could really be solved with a very simple 3-step plan. First, tell her to get a professional help. Click the block button on IM programs of choice he is harassing you through. And 3, profit. And by profit, I mean have a threesome with Wolf and Bun if all are agreeable. I don't think that Anon here is so much the shoulder to cry on as the obsessive ex branch to cling to. He's transferring her fixation on Wolf to our Anon, and he doesn't need to know it any more than Wolf does. Or he doesn't need it any more than Wolf does. Her suicidal leanings in the chat were probably melodrama intended to guilt-trip Wolf into getting back with her. When you talked her down instead, you became the proxy Wolf. If you continue to put up with her bullshit, you could become the new Wolf entirely. Like becoming the new Rainbow Dash, this isn't going to end well. And you don't even get a cool lightning bolt gem for a necklace. Instead, the gem looks like a barnacle covered in venomous sea slugs, and it's made of corpralite, not ruby. If she actually follows through on those suicidal leanings, then frankly, nothing you were going to say was probably going to stop her anyway. Just delay the inevitable. Also, a corpralite gem of barnacles covered in sea slugs is quite the mental image.
You know what corpralite is, right?
Corpralite is fossilized poop. Dung. Yeah, yes. Fossilized dinosaur poop.
Yeah, I gave some to my boss for Christmas like 2 years ago. Nice. He likes to give us shit, so I gave him shit.
So, in happier news, it's 2014. Thank God. With she wrecking my car in March, 2 close family funerals in the space of 4 months, father than his mother, my job being under the control of a boss who literally got his job on the promise to screw us employees over every way he legally could, and all the assorted worldwide bullshit going on, 2013 can go dry hump a porcupine. Smiley face. Best thing to have in my life last year is the new Pope is pretty cool so far, and I'm a pagan. However, I'm still holding out.
I have that reaction, too. It's like, wow, yeah. I don't hate this Pope. And
he's not a complete asshole. Wow. Mm-hmm. However, I'm still holding an optimistic hope that the year's going to be better. I'm crossing my fingers that my rejuvenated creative output, including one story that may end up in an actual honest-to-goodness published anthology, is a good sign. You guys asked for emails on how you got into Notcast, and honestly, my story isn't that exciting. I logged into iTunes and Notcast was listed as one of the also maybe interested in podcasts when I was checking out the Sex is Fun podcast back in the day. Given I kept listening to Notcast through all the casting changes while SIF has kind of fallen by the wayside, you guys won! You may collect your prize of further bear hugs and amusingly named beverages at any con I happen to be attending. Though, unless you guys decide to do TeslaCon or First Squared Con, that's probably going to be a while. Afraid I don't have too much more in the way of amusing slash discussion generating anecdotes to bring up for once, unless you'd like to hear the saga of the most pathetic excuse for a master I've ever heard of. TLDR version of the story sums up, don't try to make up for your personal inadequacies by talking yourself up as a sexual Adonis. The fall really hurts, and amuses the living schnitzel out of observers, when you realize you're the problem, not your wife. It's a fun story that encompasses several lessons of DTMFA, thankfully with me entirely existing as an observer. But probably a wall of text if I tell it properly. So instead, I'll be signing off for now and looking forward to the next episode. As always, I remain howlingly yours, the Wolfie Man. Yay! Yeah, that sounds like a hell of a wall of text right there.
I'm glad I didn't try to read that.
So here we have a brief follow-up based on an email that we got a few weeks ago from somebody that said that in, like, episode 17 or something, one of us made fun of people with Asperger's and hurt their feelings. So here's a follow-up from another listener says, I have medically diagnosed Asperger's, and I don't care how much you make fun of it. Keep on keeping on. Smiley fox ears.
Opinions.
Well, the thing is we don't tend to make fun of people with actual Asperger's.
But the self-diagnosed stuff. And also, episode 17, dude. This is episode 241. There's been a stretch of time. We have actually, believe it or not, kind of matured a little bit in this whole thing since then.
Well, maybe. Yeah, we mostly make fun of people who use it as like a crutch or an excuse for bad behavior or
yeah.
In general just being...
making fun of people for being socially awkward isn't nice. That's what the internet does. But people that explain away shitty behavior and by claiming persecution because of X, Y, or Z, those people can go suck a fuck.
I'm sorry I fucked your dog. I have Asperger's. Jeez.
So, let's do like, I'll do like one more email and we'll call this a night because it is past 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Welcome to our new shorter format.
We were thinking about shortening things up a little bit. Just
yeah.
To make it tighter.
We're going to be shuffling around the format a little bit and, you know. We're going to inject some more life into the...
Things change.
We're going to fucking grab this dead horse and start humping it.
Till it humping comes some back life, to life
into it. Yeah. That's right. We're going to hump life back into it, and then we're going to beat it some more. For another 5 years. Ah!
Oh, God. Come necromancy. This is terrifying.
Come promancy.
Get an email fuzz.
What? No, wait. What was that show with, like, some sort of sex magic? It was an anime.
Which one? There's a couple.
There was one Savage showed me years ago, I thought.
Fuck.
I don't know.
I don't
Okay, it doesn't
know.
Matter. If there's more than one.
Yeah, when the response is that one anime was sex magic, and she was like, which one?
Yeah.
It's like, well.
I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Grip it and rip it. Okay, I saw another Tumblr. I was just going to grab that right quick and then coordinate. Okay, somebody asked a question. Okay. Anonymous asked a question. excuse me. I would like to thank all the members of Notcast as being of the many things that pushed me towards coming out as gay to my best friends. We are making people gay. The agenda is working. Soon we will bathe in the blood of straight marriage.
Yes. What?
Yes. It went very well, and I got an overwhelmingly positive response from all of them. That's good. While there was still a long way for me to go with this, I feel when I do eventually tell my parents, it will also end like it would in some cheesy sitcom. Yay! Well, while I'm sending this, I may as well ask a question about something I am interested in. What cars do you all have? TF.
Well, that's kind of an easy question.
Yeah. Shiva and I have the same model car. So.
And no, we did not plan this. Our choices were not in any way, shape, or form related. We didn't know consult each other and know what vehicle. I think I've bought mine second. I'm not sure. We both drive, what, 2005?
Yeah, mine's an 05. Is yours same?
Yeah, no, 2005 Toyota Matrixes. Mine's black. Yours is like a smoky blue.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
I bought mine new the year it came out.
So and I'm I bought mine used.
Oh, okay.
And I have an 08 VW Rabbit. It was like the last year they were labeled Rabbit.
What do they call it now?
The Golf.
Oh, but that's less furry. It was a good thing you bought it when it was a rabbit.
Well, it was used. I just wanted a little runner.
Something to hop around in.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to need to look into buying another vehicle this year. Our backup car, the Toyota, we've got a Hyundai Tiburon, is on its last legs.
Yeah. Well, what kind of sucks is that now that our gym is actually a decent ways away, I'm kind of wishing I had a more fuel-efficient car, even though it gets close to 30.
Yeah, I thought a little car like that would actually be pretty fuel-efficient.
Nope.
Really?
On and on, like...
It's an 08, too. It should be pretty fuel... Okay, all right.
25 to 30, depending on what I've driven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
I got 29 to mine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our new gym's in, like, McKinney.
Ah.
Because it's convenient to where... Panther and our roommate work.
Yeah.
It's really inexpensive. Like, because we live out of county.
Oh, yeah. We went over,
we went over that.
But, yeah. No, mine gets, like, It's weird. It gets like 24 in the city, which is lower than average, but it gets like 32, 34 on the highway.
Yeah, it's got which really is good way highway. Better. You can drive those things forever.
I it mean, even gets like that kind of mileage, even when I've got it loaded with books, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I love my Matrix. I absolutely adore it. It's starting to get a little bit... You can tell it's been driven a fair bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to need to look at getting something else this year. I don't know what, but it's got to seat four people, adults, like actual adults.
I'm really surprised how well mine's doing. Like, I had a checkup shortly after the 100K, and they're like, no, nothing's wrong. Everything seems to be fine. I was like, really? Because I've overloaded it like crazy with stuff. And I was like, no, it's fine. Just get your oil change and stuff like that. I was like, okay, cool.
Okay.
Toyota reliability. Yay. So we'll be back next week. And just send in. Feel free to send random stuff into Tumblr.
Yeah, it's notcast.tumblr.com.
Yeah. That first couple weeks of Tumblr where people ask like really random things, those are kind of fun. Those are kind of fun. Usually something we can bang out an answer pretty quickly, even if it's something random. It breaks things up a little bit, and then we'll still hit up a couple of our regular emails. So.
So do that. You can also just email stuff in as usual to notcast@foxstuffers.com. You can find me on Twitter at Saverin Drake.
I am Fuzzwolf2000 on Twitter.
And I'm Chimera. Khymaera.
Yep. And so if you tweeted us, you'll probably get a response.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
If you
tweet at me, I'm much more likely to look at Twitter than the rest of the time because I've been kind of bad about watching it.
Yeah.
I need to get bad about watching it. I really need to just ignore my phone or turn it off and put it in a drawer when I'm at work so I can kind of focus a little bit better.
Instead of being like, oh my god, did you see what that guy just reblogged?
Oh my god, fuck you.
And then, of course, you have assholes sending you pictures of people going, Fluttershy, does this rag smell like chloroform?
So,
yeah.
I was bad about it like last year, but these last couple months, to be fair, when me and Sarah first started dating is when I got really bad about it.
Oh, yeah, Pookie, you know. Tweet at you.
Yeah.
Oh. I want to fuck you in the ass. Anyway.
And,
is that a picture?
But we've gotten so busy these last couple months at work that I've gotten out of the habit of constantly checking my phone.
Yeah.
I've just between having to do sequels crap and just I've just gotten distracted from my phone and.
So is it better than the original?
Hmm.
But you said you had to do sequels. Is it better than the original? Whack, granny smack,
SQL.
Yes.
So, I guess on that note.
Good night.
Big balls.
And we didn't do the Adam and Eve.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. Hey, buy adamandeve.com.
Go to adamandeve.com. Buy yourself something to stick in your ass or your vagina.
Coupon code NOT saves you money. Thank you.
Or, your mouth if you have like an oral fixation. You know, if you're grinding your teeth and you just need to, like, stick a cock in your mouth. And go,
AdamandEve.com. Coupon code NOT.
KNOT. Good night.
Good night. Bye.